much after 5 o'clock, so we wondered if you were, you know, anxious to leave. No, no. Do you need me to stay later? Dan winced. No, it's not that. You handle your workload just fine. But we missed you at the Industrial Revolution party last Thursday night, which was a pretty crucial team-building event, centered on a product we're all very proud of. You missed at least 2 newbie events, and at the circus the other night, it looked like you couldn't wait to leave. I think you were out of there in 20 minutes. Those things might be understandable if your participation rank wasn't so low. Do you know what it is? May guessed it was in the 8,000 range. I think so. You think so? Dan said, glancing at his screen. It's 9,101. Does that sound right? It had dropped in the last hour since she last checked. It must be, May said. Dan clucked and nodded. So it's been sort of adding up, and, well, we started worrying that we were somehow driving you away. No, no, it's nothing like that. Okay, let's focus on Friday at 5:30. We had a gathering in the Old West, where your friend Annie works. It was semi-mandatory. It was very fun, but you weren't there. You were off campus, which really confuses me. It's as if you were fleeing. May's mind raced. Why hadn't she gone? Where was she? How had she missed a semi-mandatory event? The notice must have been buried deep in her social feed. God, I'm sorry, she said, remembering now. My dad had a seizure. He has MS, so it happens sometimes. It ended up being minor, but I didn't know that until I got home. Dan looked at his glass desk and, with a tissue, tried to remove a smudge. Satisfied, he looked up. That's very understandable. To spend time with your parents, believe me, I think that is very, very cool. I just want to emphasize the community aspect of this job. We see this workplace as a community, and every person who works here is part of that community. To that end, I wonder if you'd be willing to stay a few minutes to talk to Josiah and Denise. I think you remember them from your orientation. They just love to extend the conversation we're having and go a bit deeper. Does that sound good? Sure. You don't have to rush home or... No, I'm all yours. Good, good. Here they are now. May turned to see Denise and Josiah, both waving, on the other side of Dan's glass door. She followed them down the hall and into a conference room May had passed many times. The room was oval, the walls glass. "Let's have you sit here," Denise said, indicating a high-backed leather chair. She and Josiah sat across from her, arranging their tablets and adjusting their seats as if settling in for a task that might take hours and would almost surely be unpleasant. May tried to smile. "As you know," Denise said, putting a strand of her dark hair behind her ear, "we're from HR, and this is just a regular check-in we do with new community members here. We do them somewhere in the